Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Air Purifier Thunderstorm. The three-pack is back. To order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie3. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Wow, I didn't even realize we have audio of Chris Cuomo addressing his suspension. I thought it was just a tweet or, you know, something he wrote. But it's actual audio from Sirius. All right, we'll get to that eventually. But on a very serious note here, I did want to say something about what happened in Michigan, the Michigan school shooting. A horrible, horrible scene there. And I just wanted to say the names of the people who died. The 15-year-old suspect. No, I'm not even going to say his name. I don't think we need to. Let's talk about the people who lost their lives. Three of the students, 16-year-old Tate Mir, 14-year-old Hannah St. Juliana, and 17-year-old Madison Baldwin. Also, Justin Schilling. And I read a really nice piece that there's a petition going around to rename the local football stadium in honor of Tate Mir because he tried to disarm the shooter and later died from his injuries. Our prayers, our condolences go out to all of those families who are forever changed now. And it's awful. It's awful. And I won't be saying that guy's name. I don't want to give him any airtime. Now, something else that you're going to see a lot on the news today is this case in Mississippi. So a lot of people on MSNBC, on CNN, they're reacting to the Supreme Court oral arguments on Mississippi's law that bans abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. I like to be honest here, especially on these hot button topics. I know that this is something people feel very passionately about, both sides. I'm still learning my way through this. I'm still kind of developing my opinions on it, if I'm being totally transparent. But I do want to say this. I was looking at this. I was looking at what Ellie Mistel said. I'm not even sure who he is. I've seen him before. He's on MSNBC. And I have to be, it's the smugness and the condescension with which they talk about this issue. And I've seen people on both sides. I've seen people who are pro-choice. I've seen people who are pro-life talk about it. And the problem I have now is that when you talk about someone who's pro-life, the way the left is dismissing this as, oh, it's not that you really care about the baby. It's that you want to take away women's rights. I don't buy that. When you watch the March for Life, whether you agree with it or not, I don't get the sense when I'm watching those people that they're getting their kicks out of taking away your right to get an abortion. It's that they truly do care about life. I think that's pretty obvious. But the constant narrative from the left is that there's this underlying motive from these people. And you have to hear this cut. The way he's talking about the unborn is really kind of frightening to me. Let's play. He's, of course, on Joy Reid's show. Do I even need to say that? I mean, if you want to talk about a show that really puts people on and gives them a platform to say really hurtful opinions.
I'm yelling at the clouds.
Not to sound like a snowflake, but really mean stuff. Let's play cut one. This is Ellie Mistel with Joy Reid.
Conservatives want you to think that a fetus, a fetus who is pre-viability, that means that it cannot exist outside of its mother, it cannot live outside of the womb, should have the same legal rights as full-grown black people in this country. And that the fact that it doesn't is some kind of miscarriage of justice, no pun intended, and that the people who shouldn't have the full rights are the women who are carrying the fetus.
That pun was totally intended.
It's so gross to even say, oh, no pun intended. Oh, yeah, this is a real laughing matter. And trying to sugarcoat what this is, what an abortion is, and I've been seeing this everywhere, is also very strange. Trying to lessen the gravity of the decision whether you agree with abortion or whether you are pro-life or pro-choice, there is no question that that is a monumental decision to make. And what I keep seeing from these anchors and from these journalists is this desire to downplay it, to act like it's NBD, like it's no big deal. You're going to move on with your life right afterwards. And I don't think that that's accurate. I don't think that it's honest to the viewers. I don't think it's honest to women who might have to go through this decision to make it seem like, oh, you're going to be fine. Oh, it's no big deal. And the way they talk about a fetus. And so I was doing my research before the show. Like I said, I don't always decide to talk about this, but the case is about 15 weeks. That's the key number here. It's not that they're trying to ban all abortions. It's after 15 weeks. So I decided to look up 15 weeks because I'm not really familiar with, you know, there's all those charts that say, you know, when the baby's 15 weeks, 30 weeks, this is what it looks like. And so, and you'll notice that if you go to like parents.com and you type in 15 weeks, they say what your baby looks like at 15 weeks. They don't say what your fetus looks like. They don't say what the ball of cells looks like. They say what your baby looks like at 15 weeks. And I'm actually going to pull it up here because I was kind of amazed that people like Ellie Mistel and Maya Wiley and blue check marks on Twitter can dismiss this so easily. When this is what a baby looks like at 15 weeks, your baby is now the size of an apple. Their brain controls all the muscles in their body. They're able to move. Yes, they'll even be doing somersaults. But if this is your first baby, you probably won't feel them moving for several more weeks. That does not sound like something I would just dismiss. Like, oh, that's no big thing. And I want to play next. And like I said, maybe people, I see people on the lines here. Maybe people do want to talk about this and I'm open to hearing everyone's opinion on it. But I want to play Whoopi Goldberg because you'll notice there's another issue with their argument when it comes to abortion. Let's play Whoopi on The View.
Do any of you men have any eggs or the possibility of carrying a fetus? How dare you talk about what a fetus wants? You have no idea. Now, I'm fine if you disagree with abortion. I have no problem with that. My problem comes when you tell me what I need to do with my doctor.
Hold on. Whoopi, hold on. Are you trying to tell me that men can't get pregnant?
I am shocked at the level of transphobia.
I am flabbergasted at this hateful speech. I am offended.
Boycott The View.
How dare you tell birthing people that they can't give birth, you monster. There's so many elements of their argument that don't add up because
they
live in a crazy world. It's really hard to keep everything straight when you're changing the rules and the language all the time.
And again, this is, you know, they say the easiest thing to remember is the truth. It's hard to remember a lie. When you don't accept reality and you just live in this alternate, like you get lost in the weeds like this.
Yeah, no, 100%. When you change the language, you make it hard to debate. You're going to end up running in against your own argument eventually.
Right.
That's what it is. They're always doing like these pretzel bends to try to make their points, and their points always bite them in the ass. It's really amazing. My only thing I really wanted to drill down on here with this whole conversation is that pro-choice, pro-life, whatever you are, the media is doing women, and I can say women because I've never been opposed to the word women. They're doing women a disservice by pretending that this is something to be celebrated, that getting an abortion is something that, oh, you're going to do it and you're going to feel so empowered and you're going to move on with your life. And maybe someone will, but I don't believe that the majority of people who go through that come out thinking that was a great experience. And I think we can at least be honest about that if we're going to have this conversation. That's my two cents. Bob, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, Grace. Did Whoopi just say, how dare you tell me what to do with my fetus and my body? And I went on some websites. Not all the protests that are going on right now, you can't see any signs that say, my body, my choice. I wonder why that is. You think it could have to do with the vaccine on the other side? Or?
Yeah, and the problem with the argument for the left is they say, oh, well, now you guys are all about my body, my choice with the vaccines. But the key difference when it comes to abortion And again, I'm open to both sides of the argument, if you can make the other side. But I do very much understand why people say, it's not your body, your choice. It's your body, and it's somebody else's body. It's another person's body. It's your body and, you know, someone else. And so I think that argument's gone by the wayside. It will be interesting to see what happens. But I just wanted to tell people that. I thought that was an interesting fact that at 15 weeks, your baby has a brain. Your baby is the size of an apple. And all of these websites, you'll see celebrities, they get pregnant. They put up, oh, my baby's the size of a cucumber. They don't say my fetus is the size of a cucumber. They don't say my fetus is the size of an orange. They say my baby. And I think that tells you a lot right there. 844-500-4242. I did not think I was going to go down that road today. And I might end up regretting it, but I didn't say anything I don't believe. So that's always a good start. It's true what they say at Perfect Smiles. Change your smile, change your life. I saw the change with Howie and with the mailroom manager. Many people walk around not smiling because they aren't happy with their teeth. It really is amazing to watch their testimonial videos at PerfectSmiles.com. Talk about incredible transformations. Dr. Houghton really is an artist. If you are thinking about changing your smile, you want to go to PerfectSmiles.com and just watch the video testimonials. I talk to Howie about this all the time. I say, like, okay, top three things you wish you did earlier. And that's always one of them. He wishes he had fixed his smile from the very beginning because it changes your confidence. It changes how you interact with people. You just feel a lot better. Dr. Houghton is located at Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. It's right off the highway. Very easy to get to. Parking is free. The staff is A+. You're going to love everyone there. They treat you like family. You'll feel like a VIP. If you've been wanting to upgrade your look for years, just contact them today. Look at their video testimonials. Go to PerfectSmiles.com. That's PerfectSmiles.com. Change your smile. Change your life. We'll take your calls on the other side. 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
She's never held office, but she paid the Whiskey Priest's monthly rent once. She's Grace Curley. Grace Curley is pure Americana.
I'm so off the cuff. I'm so unpredictable. And I have a leather bomber jacket. I'll take your question anyway, kid. An American
girl. This is The Grace Curley Show.
This story about what's happening with the Supreme Court is all over the place. I mean, everyone is talking about it, and depending on what publication you go to, you'll get a different take on it. But the Supreme Court oral arguments are happening in Mississippi against a Mississippi law that bans abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. And Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor rejected the idea that a fetus has the ability to move and react to pain. She rejected the idea that a fetus that has the ability to move and react to pain is a human life that should be protected. We will have that sound for you in a little bit. It was pretty jarring. She got a lot of heat on Twitter, and rightfully so. It's just I understand that there's a lot of opinions on this. I just think we need to start at least being upfront about what we're doing here. You look up 15 weeks. Everyone tosses around these dates. Oh, 15 weeks, this week, this week. You look up 15 weeks, you have something to think about. That's, you look at the picture where you can get an ultrasound, you can see the baby. I'm not going to call it a fetus. You can see the baby in your stomach. And again, I get it. I know that people are going to get mad, but that's just how I feel on it. Sharon, you're next with Grace on The Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Sharon.
Hi, Grace. You're always doing a great job. So this is my opinion. I am pro-life, and if you don't take the first option, which is to not get pregnant, there are several ways, 99% effective. But if you didn't take that option, there are still other options without having to kill somebody. Not only is it like your baby now, it will be your baby in 70 years from now. Trust me, murdering it will not be up for celebration. And, you know, you could always just suck it up and have it and put it up for adoption. They heat. And if people were educated, if young women and girls were educated and they saw what really takes place in abortions, that might help. The other thing, I know this is hard, that might help is if people had to pay for them themselves instead of the taxpayers, because that's how it's set up now. The taxpayer pays for it. And Planned Parenthood, trust me, they are taught, they are educated to use words like tissue. They don't even dare call it a fetus. It's the tissue. We're going to remove this tissue. As soon as we suck the brains out of it, we're going to remove the tissue.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot to abortion. It's not necessary.
Well,
it is not necessary.
Sharon, I think something you just hit on there, and I'm sorry if anyone's listening and if this triggers you, if this is tough for you, I do apologize. But I think something that we have to talk about too is the mental effects of this on women afterwards. I've heard from people who have experienced this that it can be really, really hard afterwards. And then I Googled it today and it says, oh, you know, I see all these studies that there's no link to women having abortions and dealing with post-traumatic stress or depression or XYZ. And I'm thinking, who did this study? You cannot convince me of that you're going to do something like this. It's this big of a decision. And then there's not going to be any ramifications to your mental health. I don't buy that. I just simply don't buy it. We have the cut here from Sotomayor. Let's play that and we'll get your reactions.
There are spontaneous acts by dead brain people. So I don't think that a response to by a fetus necessarily proves that there's a sensation of pain or that there's consciousness.
Dead brain people? Is that what she said? Adam, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Adam.
Grace, thank you. The last caller about pro-life, absolutely can respect that. But I also think it's such an individual decision because you don't know it's the financial side of it, the emotional side of it, all these things, whether they've broken up with the husband, the wife, whoever it may be. And the other thing, too, is that a woman has to live with the decision.
Yeah.
That's the terrible thing. When you talk about mental anguish, I'm sure there'll be times when women who've had abortions think to themselves, oh, my God, you know, my baby would be, you know, 10 years old or 20 years old now. And I think that's a price they pay, unfortunately. But I do think the government should get the heck out of doing things like that in terms of just weighing in. Let it just be. Let a woman make a decision. It's her body. It's her life. If she makes it a huge success, great. If she does not be successful, that's just the way things go sometimes. And the other thing, on a happier note, Grace, I'd just like to say that I heard that Chris Cuomo is being let go indefinitely from CNN. I'm not a big fan of CNN by a long shot, but I'm so glad they made that decision. In fact, we talked about that about a month or two ago, about him getting the boot from CNN, and I'm so happy he is.
Yes, thank you, Adam. Good call, and I agree with you. I'm very happy about that. And I also agree with you. This is the hard thing for me, and I like to think it's because I'm a fairly common sense kind of person that I can understand both sides. I do get what Adam's saying, too, which is you don't know someone's situation. Maybe someone can make a decision and they won't have the same mental anguish that you have afterwards, or maybe it's the better decision for them. And then you're going to have someone call up after Adam and say, how can you say that? Murder is murder. This is why we don't tend to do this, because you're never going to really change minds on the radio. Except for maybe mine. My mind is always open on this issue because I'm always learning new things about it. The only time I really feel like bringing it up on this show is when I feel that the media is doing what they always do, which is they're lying to people. They're lying to people and they're not being honest about what 15 weeks is, about what happens afterwards. And that's when I think we have to talk about it here. But I appreciate everyone's opinion on both sides, and I appreciate you guys for tuning in. When we come back, we're going to do Woke or Joke. We're going to lighten it up. We're moving on from this. We'll do Woke or Joke. So call in now, 844-500-4242. Your chance to win an Aviva Trattoria gift card for $50. Going to have a lot of fun for the rest of the show. But thank you all for staying with us through that kind of tough segment. We'll be right back.
live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back. Are you ready to lighten it up? I know I am. I feel like I've done my due diligence today. We've talked about some tough stuff, but we're moving on to a little bit of fun. And who better to join me?
the name Taylor Cormier.
The most fun guy I know.
Have not been used in the same sentence unless it's, you know who doesn't like to have fun?
I disagree.
Taylor Cormier.
You have your own kind of fun. That is right. It is time for Woke or Joke. But before we play the music, let's give out the number one more time. I like to have full lines before I dive in. 844-500-4242. And if you're thinking to yourself, well, why would I call in? Even if I get it right, it's not like there's a prize. Oh, au contraire, mon frère. You can win a $50 gift card to Aviva Trattoria. You could even give it to a friend for a nice Christmas gift or go in yourself, try the pizza, try the pasta. Make sure you call in 844-500-4242. Taylor has a whole stack of stuff today. He's ready to go. I feel like it was a pretty woke week, Taylor.
It may have been. It may not have been.
Oh, he's not giving anything away. All right, without further ado, it is time for Woke or Joke.
Everything woke turns to shit, okay?
I started a joke.
Ha, 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 ha. Pink-haired wokers.
The word woke means loser.
And the joke was on me.
Welcome back to Woke or Joke. Are we ready to go, Taylor?
I'm ready.
Now, here's how it works. Taylor's going to read you. He is the Wizard of Woke. He's going to read you a headline, and you have to guess. Is it woke as in it's real? This is real life. Or is it a joke? Did Taylor or Jared make it up? If you see a headline with Star Trek in it, it's probably one of these two guys.
That's not true.
Did I give it away?
No, that's not true.
That is true.
We've got Star Trek and Marvel and all kinds of... They're all pulling off woke stuff.
Yeah, but
Star Trek practically invented woke.
Right?
If you gave me a headline and you said Star Trek, blah, 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 I would think to myself, probably a joke because Jared probably interweaved it in there.
I think he's smarter than that.
Okay. We'll see. All right, I thought
you were smarter than that.
We will go to the callers. We will let them decide. And it's 844-500-4242. And by the way, if you hear a headline and you think, that's crazy, that can't be true, and then it ends up being true, you can learn more about it during Weekend Woke, which is today at 5:30 on the Howie Carr Show.
That's absolutely correct.
All right, we finally have full lines. I'm ready to go. Let's start with Mark. You're next on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Mark?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right, Mark, here's your headline. Students at Women's College want admissions to change to allow non-binary individuals.
Woke.
That is woke.
Very good, Mark. Stay on the line. You'll be... Oh, he said it's so easy. Do you take offense to that?
No, that's just the first one. Calm
down. Warming up.
Yeah. You know.
They're getting kind of cocky, though.
They are. It's... I don't know if it's deserved or undeserved. But
I feel like when you come on here, Taylor, you read the Woker jokes, but you take a lot of slings and arrows. People seem to come at you during this segment.
They want to beat the Wizard of Woke, but I'm the Wiz. And
nobody beats the Wiz. All right, let's go to Mike. You're next with Grace and Taylor and Jared during Woker Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Mike?
I'm ready.
All right, Mike, here's your headline. Assisted death only for vaccinated, Euthanasia Association says.
I'm going to say joke.
That one is woke, sir.
Oh!
Not a joke. Oh! Not a joke.
Our first loser.
Germany's Euthanasia Association says you must be vaccinated.
Sorry, Mike. I don't know. We all came at you pretty hard there.
A statement put out a few weeks ago by the Hamburg-based group on Friday, several Fridays ago, says assisted suicide and the preliminary examination of a patient's ability to make decisions freely. implies physical closeness between people. However, that is precisely the precondition for the spread of COVID. So you've got to be vaccinated in order to die.
That is so strange.
That's like how prisons, they have to sterilize the needle before lethal injection.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. Well, it's just protocol, right?
Yeah.
You know, it would be kind of like you have
it's silly
to,
protocol, but it's protocol.
Yeah, you still do it. You don't want to stick.
You don't want to contaminate somebody who's about to be dead, right?
Yeah, it's a good point. 844-500-4242. All right, Taylor's just knocking it out of the park right now. Let's see. Ed, you're next on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Ed?
I am.
All right, Ed, here's your headline. Voting age should be lowered to 16 because of climate change.
Oh, my God. Okay, woke.
That is woke. Very,
very good.
Good,
Ed.
Not a joke.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. This was in Canada. The Clinic Justice for Children and Youth of Toronto said that the age limit under the Canada Elections Act should be struck. Children named as plaintiffs they're actually suing are aged from 12 to 17. Former cabinet minister Catherine McKenna also raised the issue on Twitter earlier this week, saying, imagine if 16-year-olds could vote about the future they want. So they think that climate change is such an urgent matter that the children of today should secure their future for tomorrow.
Well, they should at least be able to vote once before the world ends just to get the experience.
Would be fun, wouldn't it?
Well, I always heard when people say, oh, you know, you're old enough to serve in the army, but you're not old enough to vote, or you're old enough or not old enough to have a beer. Like, you know how there's always that comparison. So I guess it's
right.
If you're old enough to deal with the changing weather, you know, if you have to walk in the rain to school, you
you're
should
old
be
enough
able to
put on a parka. You should, yeah. Should be able to decide your next prime minister.
If you're old enough to deal with a crazy umbrella, you're old enough to vote. Mark, you're next with Taylor Cormier, the Wizard of Woke. Are you ready for your headline, Mark?
Yeah, I already played, Grace. I was on hold.
Oh, sorry, Mark. Hold on. Jack, are you ready for your headline, Jack?
I'm ready. Okay. You're going to put Mark on again, huh?
I'm losing it. I'm losing it, Jack. All right, let's go. Here's your headline.
All right, Jack, here is your headline.
Yes, Wiz.
White professor gets fired after mixing up the names of two minority students.
Oh, I'd say that's woke.
That is woke.
Yeah. Oh.
Not a joke.
Can we get more info on this, please?
The teacher was reading an essay from one student when two other students who happened to be minorities walked in. The student who had the essay that was being read by the teacher was a minority, and one of the students walking in late to class was also a minority. So he accidentally, while holding the paper, looking at one minority person's name and seeing another minority person walk in, he accidentally switched up their names. They both submitted a complaint to the school about this, crying racism, and he was let go.
I'm sorry, but older people mess up names all the time. I mean,
my parents mess up my names.
Yeah,
and my sibling is a female.
My parents, my mom sometimes will go through the whole list. She'll be like, Brian, Jamie, Alexandra, Poopsie, Jimmy, Grace.
Yep.
Can same. I file a complaint? All right, let's go to Daniel. You're next on Wizard
Fire
of Woke.
Jim Curley.
Are you ready for your headline, Daniel?
I am ready. Remember, Joe Biden messes up names, too.
That's so true. We should all file a complaint. It's going to be one of many. All right, Daniel, here's your headline.
All right, Daniel, here we go. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service updates term invasive species to non-native species.
Joke.
Joke?
Joke.
That is a joke.
Very good. I thought that was real.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
That was a good one, I thought.
Yeah, not good enough.
Not good enough for Daniel.
And Daniel, 844-500-4242. Stay on the line, Daniel. You can give your number to Matt. You'll be entered to win a Aviva Trattoria gift card for $50. By the way, I got complaints this week about mispronouncing Omicron, however you say it. Also, Ghislaine, Ghislaine. I don't know how to say that. And then someone said I'm saying Trattoria wrong as well.
Aviva Trattoria. There you go.
I can't do that.
I was surprised. Howie recorded something earlier today, and it's an Italian pronunciation. He got it the first try. I didn't even have to tell him how to pronounce it.
Wow.
He got it.
Hey, paisanos!
All right, Mike, you're next on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Mike?
I am ready.
All right, Mike, here's your headline. Study shows Washington State Department of Transit prioritizes racism matters over road maintenance.
I'm going to say woke on that.
That is woke. Very good.
Not a joke.
Oh, great.
Well, this makes sense, though, because aren't a lot of different transportations racist?
Well, roads are racist, as we know.
Yeah, highways, yeah. Overpasses.
According to a new report, Washington State ranks 42nd in the nation in highway performance and cost effectiveness. Yet Washington State's Department of Transportation appears to prioritize critical race theory over road maintenance. They recently concluded an equity study in order to become an anti-racist organization. Is that something they have to do in Washington? Like, to become anti-racist compliant, you have to take a class and get, like, USDA certified not a racist company? That's incredible.
I would not be surprised. Kelly, you're next on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Kelly?
I'm ready.
All right, Kelly, here's your headline. Wikipedia may delete entry on mass killings under communism due to claims of bias.
I'm going to say joke.
That is woke.
Oh, sorry,
not
Kelly.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
I was rooting for you.
The page outlining the deaths of millions in one-party states, including the Soviet Union and China, has been flagged for deletion, with some users responsible for maintaining the site taking issue with blaming mass murder on communist ideology. So Wikipedia is saying, no, it's not because of communism. It just happened to die. Millions of people die in every country.
Well, if only they could find an SUV to blame, I'm sure they would. Mm. When we get back, we'll be talking about a little bit about Dr. Fauci. You know, Taylor, one thing we didn't talk about on Woke or Joke, and it was because I was off that week, was the whole conversation about not calling it looting anymore. We're calling it unorganized robbery.
Yes. Yeah.
I find that to be kind of incredible, too.
I like... what was my phrase? Undocumented transaction or, a not manned transaction, something like that.
Yeah, we're changing the language. It's a beautiful thing, the destruction of words.
That was one of those stories that Howie couldn't hold on to for Week in Woke, so he had to get into it on a Tuesday rather than a Thursday.
And Taylor sits in the back like, no! Yeah,
this was on Taylor's list, but I'm going to ruin it for him.
844-500-4242. We'll take more calls when we get back. Thank you to the Wizard of Woke. Another great segment, Taylor. You know that Santa loves turtles. Yes, it's true, especially when they are Phillips chocolate turtles made with rich, smooth caramel, hand-roasted pecans, cashews, and almonds. Now, Jared and Taylor both had not tried Phillips chocolates until they were here, and I'd been hyping it up for quite some time. It's a curly tradition. We always go there. My mom gets tons of chocolate for hostess gifts and for all of us for our stockings. Did I mislead you, or was I correct?
Oh, I know Jared's not a big chocolate guy, but I love chocolate, and this is like the silkiest smooth chocolate
so
you're
creamy.
Ever going to find. It's so rich.
Absolutely lived up to the hype. The turtles were fantastic. The nougat, I love the nougat. It was soft nougat, and anybody who's had nougat and has had the hard nougat knows what I'm talking about. This was the softest nougat I have ever had. And
I see like there's a bag stashed in the mailroom manager's office. Do we have a key?
No, it's for clients.
For clients, but do we have a key?
I could try. Could ask Paul. Yeah, Jared, you talk about the nougat a lot. I feel like did you have a bad nougat one day somewhere?
Yeah, the tough nougat, the hard nougat was not, that's kind of part of what put me off the box chocolate, so to speak, because it's just.
It can be tough, but not a Phillips chocolate.
Not a Phillips chocolate. Everything I had, and I had a lot of chocolate. Was very good.
Hard nougat. That's going to be a chapter in Jared's memoir someday.
It's going to be the title. It's a great one. Hard nougat. Tales from the street.
To order, go to phillipschocolate.com or visit their Winter Wonderland at 818 Morrissey Boulevard in Dorchester. I honestly suggest going and walking into the store. The smell is my top three smells of all time. I mean, it is just the best store. The chocolate's amazing. Get the heavenly hash or get the turtles. They're both amazing. The aroma is perfection. Purchase the most delicious candy around. Don't disappoint Santa. Go to phillipschocolate.com and use code GRACE to save $10 on a purchase of at least $100. Make it Phillips Chocolate for that perfect holiday sweet treat. That's phillipschocolate.com. Use code GRACE at checkout. If you want to remember the code, I had the turtles at my wedding. That's how much I love Phillips Chocolate. So go to phillipschocolate.com and use code GRACE. We'll be right back with your calls, 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley. She's the cool kid at the lunch table.
I want a hamburger. No, a cheeseburger. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. I want potatoes.
You'll get nothing and like it.
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Quick note about the obvious. I've been suspended from CNN. Do me a favor, cut the music. Thank you. You know this already. It hurts to even say it. It's embarrassing. But I understand it. And I understand why some people feel the way they do about what I did. I've apologized in the past. I mean it. It's the last thing I ever wanted to do was compromise any of my colleagues and do anything but help. I know they have a process that they think is important. I respect that process.
So all right, does he ever say that he lied? Does he ever say that he lied to his viewers that he cares about so much?
No, he says right now, let's just get after it.
Doesn't say let's get after it. He can't use that tagline. That is the property, I believe, of CNN.
Process that they think is important. I respect that process. So I'm not going to talk about this any more than that. So for right now, let's just get after it. And there's plenty to do.
I am not a legal expert, as I always say on this show. But if I were CNN, I would venture to say that that's my intellectual property. That's like the slogan of primetime. Us primetime fans know that that is a signature primetime slogan. Let's get after it. You can't just use that wherever. Otherwise, I would take it and I would use it. The nerve of this guy. There is an interesting article in the New York Post that breaks down who's gunning for his spot. It's a real who's who of hacks. So here's who's in the running, okay? The obvious one is Jake Tapper. According to this report, I don't watch CNN, so I don't know this. He hosts a show from 4 to 6. He appears to be the front runner. He's also one of the only people who's like openly criticized Chris Cuomo's handling of this. Now, Don Lemon follows Cuomo primetime. He's also considered a top contender, according to a source. And another one added that chief media correspondent Brian Stelter wants the job.
There's no time for potato heads.
Meanwhile, during an appearance on CNN's New Day morning show, Stelter publicly predicted that Cuomo could return as early as next month. I'm going to try to find this, Jared, during the break. I guess Cuomo said on New Day, I think the bottom line is Cuomo is on the bench for now. We're heading into a holiday season. I think it's possible he will be on the bench for several weeks. I think it's possible he'll be back in January.
I think what's going on here is a little bit complicated, John. You've got media critics condemning Chris, calling on CNN to take action. You have some colleagues here at CNN who were mad at Chris Cuomo for putting the network in a tough spot and wanted to see action. You also have a lot of viewers, though, who love Chris Cuomo and are now ticked off that he's off the air and they want to see him back. So there's a mixture of relief, disappointment. It's a complicated situation. I think the bottom line is that Cuomo is on the bench for now. We're heading into a holiday season. I think it's possible he will be on the bench for several weeks. It's possible he'll be back in January. But I think what's going to happen now here at CNN is a more thorough review of the New York Attorney General's document dump in order to find out more about what happened.
I know that Chris Cuomo had higher ratings for a CNN host compared to the other people, but it still blows my mind that there's like this group of Cuomo fans who are just, you know, sitting in the corner going, we want Chris back. We need him back, man. By the way, all these contenders, Brian Stelter, Don Lemon, I have some really good ideas for the programming at CNN. I'm going to give you a little tease and we'll talk about it in the next segment. My first idea, Tubin and OJ. How's that for a show?
Damn, Jeffrey Tubin.
I'll take your ideas after this. Here.